This is How to Human, Season 2, Episode 3. Today I want to talk about the grander perspective as we talk about the novel coronavirus and what we're doing about it. In Episode 2, I talked about the way we're handling it now, which is generally from the empathy perspective. We see people dying, we see people in pain, we see things pulling on our heartstrings, and use that to make decisions. And it's a very reasonable way to make decisions. People are in pain. However, empathy and emotion are just one factor in decision making. There's a longer term idea that needs to be considered. And that's how things will play out over the long term. And this is really hard to say, and people are not allowed to say it. There are many who feel that taking any position other than the empathetic perspective shows no empathy and should be denounced emphatically, and those voices should not be heard. But that allows for only one position to exist in the public sphere, and that's dangerous. Because people aren't allowed to think or speak and other ideas and opinions to be considered. And what if those ideas in the long term are actually beneficial? I'm not saying they are, but it's worth considering. Because we are, whether we talk about it or not, throwing ourselves into a depression, long-term economic upheaval. And we need to think about it. Good decisions use all available data and use it objectively. Data that pulls on the heartstrings, that alters objective decision making, can prohibit free thought and does not allow for rational decision making. The societal shutdown that we're doing right now is going to lead to many other kinds of pain, hunger, joblessness, business losses, people who worked hard for decades, depression, suicides, disruptions of the world status quo. And maybe these things are required, and maybe these things are the right choice. Maybe they're not. But we're not allowed to discuss it because it's a really ugly thing to say we value the longer term over the short term suffering of hundreds of thousands of people, those who would die. In 2009, the H1N1 flu had a death rate of approximately 0.02%. And if we compare that to the COVID-19 death rate of 3.4%, that's a giant chasm. But what it shows us is that there's a death rate that is acceptable to not shut down society. And maybe it's worth considering where that death rate is. If we look back at numbers for the Spanish flu, in 1918, it was estimated at about 3%. There are various estimates, just like there are for the COVID virus, but that was devastating worldwide. And they did do quarantining just like they're doing now as part of the resolution to flatten the curve. But here's the problem. What if human suffering becomes so great because we're so concerned about relieving short-term deaths and suffering that we break down society so much that we have riots in the street, that society breaks down as we currently know it. And then social distancing will have to stop, quarantining will have to stop, because society will break down unless we stop. So then the question becomes, if we can look into the future and say that this is going to result in a horrible situation that requires us to undo the things that we're doing now to protect us from the virus, well, why not do them now and prevent all that pain? It's a consideration that we could think about. It's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing because we are so focused on the near-term pain. Decisions made from the heartstrings are often very near-term. The immediacy of that pain affects near-term decisions. But the best decisions are made taking in all the data. And I'm making the point, maybe we should look at all the data. That is the end of this episode of How to Human. If you like this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you hate this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you have any comments or death threats, send those to howtohumancdt@gmail.com, where they will be promptly addressed. And I'll talk to you next time.